Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. The degree to which my memory holds on to past misdemeanors surprises me. I've not got a particularly colourful past, yet I often become conscious that I'm mulling over past events. Usually these are actions that don't represent the best of me, or attitudes and desires that solely promote my interest above the needs of others. There is this insistent inner voice that wants to use such memory to prove that I've no right to call myself a true disciple, that I'm both a fraud and a hypocrite. Such recall is limited to my own headspace, yet it can become a significant distraction. If I allow it to establish a hold, it becomes all-consuming and I begin to doubt, even denigrate myself. I've had to learn to contest this voice and surrender such memories to God. Context might give a false impression, for in fact I simply acknowledge the memory such as it is and immediately turn to God. I take some moments to recall that I cannot be loved by God more than I am in this moment. There is no action whatsoever that can or will enable God to love me more. The fullness of God's love for me was demonstrated and established at the point of crucifixion. I can only bow the knee and gratefully accept the fact that I am loved entirely. And what's true for me is true for you and for everyone. My behavior matters to the extent that I am to apologize where I have wronged someone. I'm also invited to surrender my self-perception and ambition to God and adopt God's own. In fact, a line in the prayer I make on opening my eyes each morning declares, "A spirit of idleness, despondency, ambition, and idle talking give me not, but rather a spirit of chastity, humble-mindedness, patience, and love. Bestow upon me your servant." In other words, I'm to aspire to be shaped by God's call and intention for my humanity, something that'll accompany beyond my mortal existence. The great truth of the Christian way is that we are to live within the present moment. Today there are many commentators from within the wellness and mental health field who speak of the benefits of mindfulness or being present in the present. Yet this is the heart of effective Christian living. Whilst I remain a product of my past and indeed was the actor who in part crafted my historical record, there is nothing I can do to relive and therefore change my past. I am only able to act within the presence. Even my future is unavailable to me until it becomes my present moment. There's a danger I will invest too much energy in both regretting or being subject to past memory and making significant plans for my unknown future. In doing so, I'll miss the potency of this present moment. It is only now that I'm able to encounter God, and so now is essential if I am to grow in my discipleship. As we enter into the God space today, the burden of the past can become all-consuming. Yet your past has been completely dealt with by Christ on the cross. Learning to live in the fullness of grace that is your gift from God will prove challenging. Yet it is as you receive full forgiveness for that past that you are free and able to lay down its weight and enjoy the present moment with God. Amen. The freedom and peace that comes as I let go of my past is indescribable. The space then created within which to encounter God is vast. Do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life and for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.